Greetings, dear ones. I'm Cryon of Magnetic Service. Those listening who are not here should know where we are. Capital city, Hobart of Tasmania. A grand, beautiful, beautiful place at the bottom of the continent of Australia. This will be part one of two messages. And I give you that information so you'll find part two. All through my journey in this great land, I've talked about metaphysical things. Metaphysical meaning beyond physics. Metaphysical meaning those things which sometimes are not seen. If you ask a spiritual person, are there metaphysics involved in their work? They may say, well, I don't even know what it means. But if they have faith in the unseen, that's metaphysics. If they have an idea that their life is perhaps driven or guided or helped by an unseen spiritual force, that's metaphysics. If they start to understand that there's more here than themselves that is not seen, that is metaphysics. And almost all humanity falls into that category in some way. It has been reported that 80% of humans believe in the afterlife. If that's the case, that means they believe somehow in an invisible soul, a consciousness that continues even after your last breath. And so what happens next, dear ones, even in this message, a message of love, what happens next should be believable. What do you believe is around you, really? Even when you're alone, totally alone, what do you think is there? A channel that I've given many times with information which remains the same is that that depends upon what you've been told. And so what I want to do now is to talk about that. I want to get practical, less metaphysical, and talk about the love of God. There is a system on this planet who knows you. Those who are in this room, most, know where you sit. That the energy of this land is different and pristine and beautiful. If you're in a place that is just filled with Gaia, you know it. You know there are things which are invisible. You count on things which are invisible. If you could go back thousands of years and ask those who walked the land here, tell me about invisible things, they would say most of everything is invisible. And they count on that invisibility becoming real and listening to it, having it guide them around, knowing what to do, where to go, when to have children, what to eat. All invisible, pouring out of the earth, giving them intuition from their partner, Gaia. But you don't even have to go there right now, today. For those sitting in front of me and for those listening to this, I want to present three things to you, and then more later today. I want to present something that I want you to visualize, if you can. Imagine an entourage who knows you, that is invisible, walking with you all the time. As you sit in this room, all of those entourages are together because they all know you. When you got free choice, when you came into this planet, when you had the fusion of the chromosomes together and the telomeres, when all of that took place, dear ones, you became one who was closer to God and wired for it. And in all of that, dear ones, there are so many invisible parts of the puzzle that rotate around you. And we've talked about it before. You don't have to name them. You don't have to understand them to understand the engine of love. But it's been discounted so completely, even by modern spiritualists who tell you what you must do and what not do, who tell you the ladders and steps to climb in order to get favor with God, not understanding that love shatters all of it. Imagine there's an entourage around you and they have ladders and tools and they have their hands out. They have things that'll carry you if you need it. They have things that'll heal you if you need it. And they're all sitting there. And as you walk out of the room, they get up and walk out with you. And even the atheist and the one that says, "You're crazy, Lee. You're crazy to have this cryon thing, Lee." When they walk out of the room, the entourage is with them too. You see, those who are angelic, carrying the love of God for the human being, pay no attention to what you believe, because it's simply absolute. So what I'm telling you is that there is a system around you which is absolute. And it's waiting for that which you have, which is free choice, in order to throw the switch. Now, what switch are we talking about? We could start giving you the switches in layers if you'd like. So why don't we? Let's talk about number one. There are so many who walk this planet in sorrow. This is one of many, just one. And the sorrow that you have as you walk from place to place defines you. Now, I'm not necessarily talking about those who sit in front of me. I'm talking about all those who will listen now and listen later. And you know what I'm speaking of, so many of you, the sorrow of loss. And the loss can be whatever, because you're so varied in experiences. But the older you get, the more loss you have. That's just being a human. But there are those who have had inappropriate and untimely loss. And it can be the loss of love. It can be loss of loved ones and friends who die too early. Or tragically, perhaps even in front of you. I know who's here. And that sticks in every cell. Loss. Wherever you walk, wherever you go, it's with you. And you may say, "Well, I'm just fine, thank you. How are you? I'm fine." No, you're not. Because when you sit and you're alone, or you hear certain music, or read certain books, the tears will betray what's going on inside. So I'll ask the question, are you afraid of being without it? It's a habit, dear ones, that you stay there. You see, it's appropriate to mourn. It's appropriate to have all of these things, but not all your life. There is no axiom or rule that says your loss is going to be carried around like a burden and a badge and baggage wherever you go, and you're going to have to lug it from place to place, and it's going to tear you down. There's no rule that says that. And if anybody ever told you that, walk the other way. Because the truth is the opposite. You have the tools to recover. The loss is the loss, and it will always be there in fact and in history and in reality, in time. But your reaction to it is what you can control. The entourage is a specialist in removing the baggage and the feelings you have with loss so that you can stand tall and remember the event without collapsing or being shattered again. It changes your countenance. It changes your overall perspective. The sun comes out, even if it was a child. Your entourage was built for that. I'm like, how do I get there crying? I'm interested. You've tweaked me a little. I'm interested. So I'll tell you, let's do it together. You see, your consciousness and your desire, what you affirm, is energy. It's not wishful thinking. It doesn't go into the ethers and disappear or evaporate. Oh, no. It goes to a place where it's acted upon, dear ones. How many of you are brave enough right now to say with me, I want relief from my loss. I claim this entourage of love, of spirit, of the souls around me, of anything I don't understand, will come in and start to scrub that away so that there'll come a day when I can remember only in love these things and not in sorrow. Well, I'll awaken in the morning and not remember that thing anymore. I claim the baggage is gone. How many of you are aware of the energy of those statements to the entourage? That entourage has your name on it. That entourage walks with you, not anyone else. They have their own. You have one that is specific and helpful and ready. How many of you never speak to them? We've told you since the beginning to talk to your cellular structure. Now we're telling you that there's more listening than that. You can address them. You can proclaim. You can affirm. You can say, I want help. I am done with this. I'm not going to be that person who walks around victimized by my loss. And I'm going to live longer because of it. Take my hand and do that. Could it be as simple as that, Cryon? Yes. And it's not simple. You're going to have all manner of courage to make those statements, because sometimes, just sometimes, it has defined you so much that you wouldn't know how to act unless you were depressed. There's so much worry about health. And I will tell you that your society doesn't help. Because at every step, they tell you you're not healthy, but they have an answer. So it just seems to be part of living in a society that you can become medicated for things you've never even heard of, that are wrong with you, you didn't even know. And then there are things you do know. The aches and the pains which have turned into something greater. I know who's here. And you start to worry about all manner of things, how long these things will be in you. Will they continue? Will it get worse? How long have you got? And even those which are healthy and young often are talked in to that worry. It's almost like society saying, well, you know, you're not going to live forever, so you better start worrying about it now. And that becomes a way of life, doesn't it? You wake up in the morning, you feel something, and you start worrying. Not all of you, dear ones, but I'll tell you, many of you are worry kings. And it has to do with your health. There is an entourage which is ready to bring you to a higher vibration where those things will not continue. Some of them will go away. Some of them are actually there with you. Some of the anomalies, some of the diseases, some of the aches and pains are actually there with you because you expected them. And they're right on time. Some are there because you actually worried out loud, and that's an affirmation. It's almost like you placed your order at the restaurant, and here it comes, and you're hurt in the right place. Did you know that? Some of you have created the very things you're worrying about. How'd you like to change all that? That's another paradigm. Dear entourage, take my hand. And the first thing I want is clarity on my magnificence. And then I want to start feeling better, but knowing that I'm not even aging as fast, because I believe in my magnificence. And dear ones, if you do that and you mean it, and you claim the entourage and the help that it has and the tools that it has, you'll start actually feeling it. What happens when you start exercising and you feel better? You say, I don't care if it hurts when I exercise. I'm going to do it more because it works. Well, this does too. Exercising that spiritual muscle of light and free choice and knowing the entourage is there. Some diseases that you carry around will disappear because your intent is no longer there to worry about them. Did you know that? Disease is alive, and so are you. There's consciousness in both of you. And as long as you've invited it in your own way, because worry is energy, oh, it will have a nice time. But when you start rejecting it with the light and the love of common sense, it'll go away. And the entourage is there with its hand out, saying, give it a shot, give it a try, and mean it when you do it. I've given you two. There's more. I'll give you one more. It seems that the society is possessed with worrying about the future. And you grab a newspaper or you turn on your news and they'll tell you what's going on, and you can only imagine what's going to happen tomorrow. And so there's an industry that will then cooperate with your worry about the future. And you wake up and you go, I'm not just worried about me, I'm worried about my children and my children's children. Where are we going and what we're going to do? And it won't be long, the way time goes, when you realize that you've spent all of your life worrying about tomorrow. Then there'll come a day when you stop breathing. And in retrospect, you'll say, wow, I worried about tomorrow every single day of my life. Doesn't make sense, does it? What if instead you said these things? I control luck. I control my life. I control my diseases. I have light and I have an entourage which will show me where to walk. I believe in invisible things called faith. I have an alliance with Gaia. I have help from beyond. And all of those things are like a GPS for me, and I don't have to worry about tomorrow. I'll face tomorrow when it comes with the same light that I face today. I'll face tomorrow when it comes with the same love and compassion that I face today. Nothing is ever complete, really, unless I complete it with my love. And so there are no absolutes in my life, because I control the change every day. Is that possible? Can that be you? Can you stop worrying in general? And if that's the case, and if you will then understand that's an entourage, how much love can you take? There's an entourage which will take your hand and walk you to a place where someday you'll realize, wow, I'm sleeping better. I'm not worrying. I've got a meeting coming up. I've got a confrontation I know will occur. I've got a situation. Well, when it gets here, I'll face it with the same love that I'm looking at right now. And it will solve itself in a compassionate way, in a beautiful way, because that's who I am. That's who you are. every single one listening to this, that's the magnificence of the human. Not what you were told, not the habit that you've assumed, but a core truth that is grand beyond grandness. I've got more in part two. And the reason I'm doing this is not to expose, but instead to have an exercise with you that says, take my hand, entourage, take my baggage, take my health, take my worries, and let's go through life differently. That's enough for now. And so it is.